throw that. The Board of West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting, Board of School Trustees. Today is Tuesday, September 4th, 2018, at 6:30 p.m. And I'll take a motion for the approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. Motion, please.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Bittner, second by Mrs. Witt. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, that motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the August 6th and 22nd, August 22nd, 2018, regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Schott, second by Dr. Springer. Any discussion, please? Corrections or anything? I think everything else looked good there. Thank you very much. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Communication from the audience, current agenda items. So I think we may have, I don't know if the non, they're the only one that signed up, but it's, and I think these are all non-agenda items, but I want to check with Rig, R-I-E-G. Antonio, I can't really read the writing very well. I'm going to put these all as non-agenda items, so we'll put them at the back end of the meeting then. So unfinished business, I have none. We'll go on to new business, and Mr. Sloat. Well, excuse me, yes, Mr. Sloat, we'll start with you.
Okay, Alan. So we have our budget hearing, and so there's no action for the board to take, just a matter of giving the public an opportunity to ask questions if needed. So what we did, we had the budget workshop a few weeks ago, went through the numbers, and then we advertised our budgets, education. Remember, we were redoing the funds, so you don't have a general fund anymore. It's split into an educational fund and an operation fund. Then we combine the debt or the CPF transportation bus replacement into the operations fund. So what we advertised was education fund of $14,425,000, referendum fund of $7,380,000, and then our debt fund of $6,015,169, operations of $9,520,000, and rainy day of $1,330,000. So total budgets advertised $38,670,169. That's up about 3.5% from what we advertised last year, although I know these will be cut. As we always talk about, we advertise high because there's some unknown factors that we know will be reduced. So we advertised that. The levy we advertised was $17,748,740. And the reason that advertised levy doesn't match the budgets is because it doesn't account for state revenue that we get that are not tax-related dollars. So those are the budgets. And then we have the bus replacement plan that was advertised. It's a 5-year plan rather than 12 years, that's new. And the most immediate part of the plan is what we would anticipate to do in 2019. And that is to replace two buses, the cost estimated there of $180,000. So the advertisements were placed on our website as required. Also, I had to upload in the Gateway on the DLGF website. And then there was a little notice in the paper that said you can find this stuff on our website. So we followed what the DLGF required for our hearing. So Alan, that's what it is about. And so that basically then in our October meeting is when the board would take action to adopt the budgets. So this is just a hearing with no action required except opportunity for public input.
Okay. So even from a perspective of a motion standpoint, I need to make a motion for...
You don't have to make any motion. Anyone who wants to speak to the budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody out there that would like to make any public comment on our budget at this point, please do so.
I have one question.
Yeah.
The 2019 replacement has two buses at $180,000. The 2020 has two buses replaced at $113,000. And then 221, 115, 222, 117. What's the variance between the $180,000 and 219 to compare to two buses replaced in 2020 for 113? Why is there a variance between the cost?
No, in 19, we have one bus of 110, and then a 15-passenger bus for 70, so that's your 180.
Okay.
And then in
that's
20
it.
Okay. Is just one bus.
Okay, gotcha.
And then you might say, oh, why don't you have in 2023 no buses? Well, because we don't have any that would be 12 years old or older in that year, so we wouldn't replace.
On the picture before, though, it says two buses.
Yeah, it says two and
right.
The next 3 years.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying. Okay, I didn't, okay.
So that should
yeah,
be
that should be one.
Should be one bus.
Yeah.
Right, it would make more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the other.
Yeah.
You should have told me earlier, Brian. I know that.
Come on, Ross.
I know.
Those numbers. Now let's go back to the audience.
Yeah, any other comments or questions?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That's all we need?
We'll move on to academic achievement and start of school update.
Well, things are bubbling along. Couple things. We think our ADM is going to be up around 37 to 39 students when it's all said and done. ADM count is September 14th, and we'll know better then, but it usually takes the state about 3 weeks to identify any STN numbers that need to be rectified. So from an enrollment standpoint, we're seeing a little bit of an uptick and increase. Construction projects, as you know, are coming along, and with we're still aiming for the October 10th ribbon cutting ceremony for the new school, and the start of the new school, utilizing it, would be October 16th. So that's an exciting time. I know Cumberland is continuing on with their construction. We're having some minor issues here and there with air conditioning. Sorry, everyone that walked into a warm building this morning because of a dead sensor. We're trying to get that rectified, trying to make sure that their air conditioning stays on all the time. Junior Senior High School Aquatic Center has started that project, as well as the pool infill. And as we look forward to the fall, we'll get into conversations about finishing the RDP projects at the Junior Senior High School. From the state standpoint, if you haven't heard, guess what? ISTEP is delayed again because of scoring errors by the vendor. And so that was going to slow down everything with regards to getting data and the requirements that the based upon the grading of school corporations. So like they say about the definition of stupidity, it's doing the same thing over and over expecting to get different results. But can't get the legislative folks to understand that this is, my opinion, wasting precious resources. But we keep moving along, and I think overall the new staff and the new administration team are working things out and taking care of getting us started well. So that's my brief update. Okay.
All right. That's just information only for me. And Ross going to food service vendor. And
yeah, we have Courtney and Carl with us tonight from food service. And Courtney's going to give you a little update on two things. One's a recommendation for a different sanitation program we were recommending. And then she'll also talk about the new kitchen facilities at Willis and how to be staffed. Courtney, go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Killian, members of the board. So a little bit about Smart Systems, which I'm recommending. It is a sanitation company. Previous years, we have always used Gordon Food Service to purchase our chemicals. But we've lacked a comprehensive program for all of our sanitation needs. So what I did is I created an RFP, request for proposal, and sent it out to three different places in hopes of securing a company that would also provide our chemicals, HACCP and OSHA compliant documents, ongoing education, and on-site monitoring and training. So Smart Systems is qualified, highly qualified sanitation program. They specialize only in K-12, so they're very familiar with what school food service needs. They have over 160 school districts, and including Tippecanoe County Schools and Lafayette School Corporation. They will do routine service calls every 6 weeks throughout the school year. They maintain our dish machines, restock chemicals, verify our food safety plans, and provide the ongoing training and education. a little bit about the money. Last year we spent $2,500 for the junior senior high school on the chemicals. And so when all three schools are up and running, that's an estimation of about $7,500. They quoted us an annual cost of $8,400. So it's a little bit more expensive, but it also includes a lot more benefits than just providing the chemicals. And then to speak a little bit about our needs for the West Lafayette Intermediate School kitchen when that opens up, I put in your packets a floor plan of what the kitchen looks like and put where we need a person at each station. So that's six total. Right now we're gonna staff with three that we already have, and we need three new employees that are part-time. So that's a little bit of that. Any questions?
Thank you for that. I have one question. Uh-huh. Will there be additional, so this company that you're recommending, mm-hmm. they're gonna provide training?
Yes.
Okay, will there be additional cost to that training, or is that?
It's all provided. Okay. It's all provided.
So really you're comparing chemicals only mm-hmm. with training and other things that we would be spending money on otherwise in a different way?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Or lack of.
Or lack of doing, yes.
Because they would service the, like,
yes.
the chemicals as
yep.
well as our own employees doing
yep.
it, correct?
Yep.
Courtney's done a good job researching different things. You know, we joined that other cooperative, which food purchasing will save us some money. So, I mean, I think we're on the right steps. And, of course, we are expecting more expense now. With, you know, having full-service kitchen at intermediate school is going to be costly. I mean, you know, we're looking at the budget, and, you know, we'll see if we sell more meals or how we'll be on pricing. But with some additional staff, they're going to move some current ones over there,
yes.
but you'll have three new part-time people. It's really be what you'd be proving tonight, so they could go ahead and get people hired for that. I mean, that's in the personnel part, but the other part, you'd be looking at a recommendation to go with that company for the sanitation plan.
Okay, anything else? Any other questions? So we need a motion then for this to accept the proposal as advertised. Need a second, or need a motion, please, in a second.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prock. Now discussion, please, for the question. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that the motion does carry. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Much
Courtney and Carl, if you have other things you need to take care of, you're welcome to leave at this point, or feel free to stay if you want.
Okay, thank you.
It's not a long agenda, but yeah. Donations to the Willis or West Lafayette Intermediate School and Dr. Killian.
Recommending your acceptance of the parent council donation of $5,000 for the new school.
Okay.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Wick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. I'll say, are there any questions? No? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Thank you very much for the parent council for the donation. School board policy revisions, second reading, 6,000s and the 9,000s. I need a motion to accept those policies as written.
So
moved by Dr. Springer.
Second that.
Second by Mrs.
Wick. Have to see him again.
discussion. I will say that Karen and Rachel put a lot of time and effort and April on this whole process. Any discussions? This has been an ongoing process. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, that motion carries. Curriculum guide update, and Dr. Killian.
Recommending your approval of the revised health curriculum guide update.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Mrs. Prock now.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion, please. Your end? Everything good?
All good.
Okay. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Operating agreement for LSC, TSC, West Lafayette Community Schools Corporation Career Academy, and Dr. Killian.
As you know, we're moving closer to getting the Career Academy consortium together. We're moving out of Lockhart Creek Vocational, and we will have our own vocational consortium with TSC and LSC. So there is an agreement that we have put together, the three school districts, And right now, the board of directors are just the three superintendents of the school district with the CFOs. And as we add school districts to this consortium, that board of directors would grow, but it's to allow our students to have those vocational opportunities, and the Career Academy will give those to our students as needed.
Okay. Need a motion? Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Discussion. What's the schedule for the Career Academy? Is it
supposed to open this coming fall, 2019?
And it's going to be the old Lafayette Life building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bankers Life, there. Old Bankers Life building.
Yep. Okay. Any questions, comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Field trip, high school AP and studio art class to Art Institute, Chicago, Illinois, on the 25th of October. I need a motion, please. Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second
by Mrs. Prochnow. Discussion. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. We'll go on to the personnel report and Dr. Killian.
Recommend your approval of all the recommendations listed in the personnel report.
Okay. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Any discussion, please?
Quick question. One of the high school, our assistant baseball coaches, I believe, is the head coach's father. How do we handle evaluations? And
it would be someone removed from that relationship would do that. So a Joel or one of the administrators there.
Okay.
Other questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion carries. Accounts payable and Mr. Sloat.
Okay, we have a total of $6,624,558.18. That includes the last two payrolls and other claims, and the construction project payments included in there are a little over $4 million. Just point out a couple of things where you've seen Indiana Online Academy, $69,000. That was summer school online credits that are, not the cost for students taking it to high school. We probably had 170 students involved in that. I mean, and so we'll get probably 85% of that reimbursed from the state for summer school. So what it does, it's gonna cost us a little bit, but it is good because they take econ and all kinds of courses in the summer. Otherwise, summer classes would be overloaded during the school year, may have to hire extra staff, so it does balance out. And I think, you know, we end up, even though we have some costs, not what it would be if we'd had to hire staff for that during the year. And that number's up quite a bit. Last year was about 55,000, so we've had numbers really have grown in that program. Statewide, it's growing. Then Huntington P-Card, that 40,000 included property insurance payment. I saw a lot of music instrument repair and the CPF, a whole list of things that were repaired over the summer. And then I don't know if you found back in the back, we had like 209,000 that said HSA insurance. Remember our bargaining agreement, we would contribute to people that took the high deductible plan, we contribute to their HSA account. So that's a second installment for 18 into their HSA savings account. So I'd recommend approval of the claims as listed.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
Aye.
Moved by Mrs. Prochnow.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Any additional questions or discussions?
Yeah, a question. On the credit card, you have it broken out. You have one for that $40,000, you have it broken out with insurance and two other categories.
Yeah, and I saw, you're probably going to ask why it's another category.
Another category for another one, insurance account.
Yeah, that was, there's one category. When we get it, you know, we pay several things and it comes out of different funds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't get the description changed on it, I noticed the one fund still said the same thing. It was $10, was the payment, $10.65, I think. And so that was a promotion, but it came out of the promotion account. But I see what you mean. It looked confusing. I didn't check see that till today, and I thought somebody's going to ask me that. So
twice I said that. I mean, two
times
today after.
Yeah, you did.
I came in today and did the
She'd come in.
I figure somebody did.
I came in today and looked at the credit card statements today. Mary did a spot audit of four. They were lovely.
Why are all three combined together?
You know, now we could do, I mean, that's what's hard when you combine these in to have some kind of detail, but, and then when it hits different funds, it makes it more confusing because just not, you know, it's one to one vendor, but different funds and different things. I mean, we could have more detail if you wanted. I guess that's, you have to let me know. I mean, you looked at them today, you know.
I looked at them today. Very well organized, very well documented, very much what we would expect.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay.
Thank you for having me do that, Rachel.
Need a motion then. Excuse me, we need a vote on accounts payable. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, April, that motion carries. Board and superintendent reports. Move on. It's early in the year, so I don't know how many we're going to have, but I'll start with you, Tom.
Nothing for me.
Okay, unless anything in your end. I know you had something today.
I had something today, yes. So the cupcake run is on September 23rd at Cumberland Park. We had the cupcake bake-off today, and the $1,000 winner was Katie Wilson from Cumberland Elementary.
Hey.
So that is great news for them. West Lafayette Education Foundation. We passed out flyers at the back to school nights. They're sending out their newsletter, and they've been doing well on their fundraising campaign. I don't know what that total is right now. I think it's been increasing day by day.
Yep. It's a million and a half or somewhere in that neighborhood at this point. Okay. Rachel, I think you're right.
Board teacher discussion, Rocky will talk about.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
So far.
Brian?
Yeah, I attended last month's REC meeting. Nothing really to exciting to report. They're continuing to move forward with the feasibility study on the Aquatic Center and Athletic Center out there on Cumberland and or Salisbury and Yeager. They have a special meeting tomorrow morning. I don't know what it's all about. They call it a special meeting, so we'll see what that comes out. I'll let you guys know. Something comes out of
it. Yeah, what is that?
You already know.
Yeah, I think so. We'll find out.
All right.
Aaron? Global Fest will be Saturday, September 15th, noon to 10 p.m., a street festival in front of Morton in the site, Columbia, the junction of Columbia and Chauncey. And then on Sunday, September 23rd, will be Art on the Wabash down at Tapawingo Park, 10 to 4 p.m.
Okay. Rocky, you want to go or are you going to
Sure. Teacher discussion was last Thursday, and I gave an update about the school board policy revisions and when that might be online on our website. Talked about mentoring of new teachers, construction updates, and then the dates and activity schedule for the opening of the new school, the West Lafayette Education Foundation fundraising, and a possible lease of Happy Hollow.
Okay. One other thing that the Wall of Pride event, which is will be celebrated at the school, will be the September the 27th. We have, I think, five new members, I believe, will be members that are be brought into school. A great opportunity for students to mingle with some of our best alumni. And we talked about the fundraising campaign, which is still very active and going well, but always work to be done in that area for the James R. Guy wing. So.
Yep.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order? We'll go now back to communication from the audience, and I have Henry Roberts, you're first on the list, and this will be our, come on up. Hello, Henry.
Thank you. Oh, hello, my name is Henry Roberts, and I'm the president of First Team 461. Westside Polar Invasion, which is the robotics team that operates out of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation. And I'm here today to tell you why the robotics team is an integral part of the school corporation and to ask for your help in the sustaining and expansion of our programming. So before I dive into what the team does, I want to talk briefly about what FIRST is. So FIRST is an international organization that aims to increase children and adolescents' participation and interest in STEM through providing them with robotics competitions. And so our first and foremost goal as a first team is to provide our students with a high-quality STEM education. And we've been doing this for the about 20 years since our founding. We were founded in 1999 by one of our lead mentors, Steve Florence. And so 461 alumni graduate with skills in robot building, design, programming, web development, video production, as well as communication and leadership. And in addition, to these practical skills, gain experience in both volunteering and mentoring through helping the team run its numerous workshops and outreach events and teams throughout the community. I think no better statistic better exemplifies the impact that 461 has on its students than the amount of money we receive every year from our alumni in the form of donations. Last year, we received about $14,000 in alumni donations from people who felt the team was really important to their development in high school and want to make sure that it can continue to have the same impact on its students today. And so, in addition to the impact that we have on our own students, we also do other programming in the high school. So, for instance, this year, we're helping to start a new program called Unified Robotics, which provides an experience similar to FIRST to students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And then in addition to our programming at the high school level, we run programs out of both the junior high and elementary schools. So for junior high students, we run FIRST Tech Challenge teams, which provide an experience really similar to the high school at a slightly smaller scale. And then for elementary school students, grades 4 through 6, we provide FIRST Lego League teams, where the students have an opportunity to build Lego robots and learn introductory skills in building, design, and programming. In addition to the teams that we run, we also participate in other school events. So for instance, for the past 2 years, we've participated in Cumberland Fun Night, where we go demo the robot and teach people about what we do in the community and how they can get involved in it. And so while we do a lot in the school corporation currently, we're always looking to expand. So some of our top goals for expansion in the near future would be to start summer camps to help bridge the gaps between what we do in the school years. In addition, we want to expand our FIRST Lego League program. At the height, it had about 100 students involved in it, and we'd like to get it back to that. Currently, we're operating around 25. In addition, we'd like to start new junior FIRST Lego League teams for the currently underserved K-3 demographic. And so while we have a lot of plans to start these, for us, the biggest barrier is our budget, which is financially strained. So we haven't sort of operated out of a school corporation building in about 3 years, and this has left our budget a bit burdened. Currently, we spend about $11,000 a year on both rent and utilities, and this is money that if we weren't spending it on rent, we could put into student development as well as programming. And so, in conclusion, thank you very much for listening, and I hope that in your consideration of the future development plans of the district, you'll consider us in your plans.
Great.
And if you have any further questions, there's more information in the packet as well as in any of us wearing shirts.
Thank you, Henry. And I'm extremely impressed because I had said that you had 3 to 4 minutes and you not nailed it. So. But I do think that we understand your needs for space and I don't think anybody here has been from West Lafayette has been proud of the work that's been done by robotics over the years, and Mr. Florence and on down the line have done a great job with that. But thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ashley Bigelow is next. I Rick Antonio, again, I may be butchering that name, but there's nobody's chirped up. But Ashley, the floor is yours for the next piece.
I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just had a small question. That's why I wasn't sure if it was, I think, with a question mark, if it was a non-agenda item. Is there an update on the swim coach? That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, the swim coach announcement will be coming from Mr. Strode tomorrow.
Because winter sports, my name is Antonina, I'm an analyst, and I have very similar question.
Oh, okay.
Across Indiana, multiple high schools already post announcements about call-outs, and until today we don't have anything. We don't even know if we have a high school coach. Kids still go to school, and they're very vulnerable in the classrooms. So do you have an answer for children who would like to join high school team or not join the high school team?
With respect to swimming?
Yeah,
there'll be an announcement tomorrow with the coach, and Mr. Strode, our athletic director, has that information.
Thank you.
Thank you. Future meetings, Monday, September 10th, Community Council, Central Office at 9 a.m. And then Monday, October 1st, will be our next school board meeting. You're all welcome to attend at 6:30 p.m. And then Wednesday, October the 10th, the ribbon cutting ceremony, 4 p.m. Parade at 3:30 p.m. Rocky's already got the weather lined up. We're all set.
I'm October
the 10th. That will be a big day. I don't know, what are you going to dress up in?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking about the Ghost Rider.
Okay. So look forward to that. I need a motion for adjournment before we adjourn into executive session.
So moved.
Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, that motion carries. Thank you very much, and thank you all for coming. Thank you, Bob.
There's
not
on the first Thursday.
Okay, and then we're going to take a couple minutes.